What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently, Mike, in our control room, may have been hit by that Windows 10 update issue. And he thought it was just his computer had gone bad just as he was installing the update. So, yeah, he says he might have been the beta test here. The FBI, which has been lobbying for ever more intrusive backdoor access to encrypted devices, has been claiming that encryption on personal electronic devices prevented it from legally searching the contents of nearly 7,800 devices in 2017. But today it's being reported that the actual number of devices they could not get into it was actually much, much less. The FBI basically inflated the numbers to try and scare Congress into mandating backdoors into all of our devices. And, I mean, we're seeing all this stuff about surveillance. It's just going crazy. Apparently, Amazon has come out with a facial recognition system that's now being used by the police. And it really is almost insulting. The government is just spending vast sums of money to spy on law-abiding American citizens, be able to read their traffic. And the real criminals and the real terrorists can get around that. We showed that with that article, Rivero challenges the NSA. Anybody with a little programming skill can make a code system that the NSA couldn't break, certainly not in any meaningful amount of time. Okay. Over at the Pentagon, they're getting ready to fund a project which officials say will revolutionize the way companies, federal agencies, and the military itself verify that people are who they say they are. And it could be available in most commercial smartphones within 2 years. Now, they're going to embed this technology in the smartphones. And basically, what it is, the smartphone is using its motion sensors and everything to analyze your body motion and pick up identifiers that are unique to an individual, such as how much pressure your hand is giving, wrist tension, how you hold it, what angle, and so forth, and your gait while walking. And this system will then assign a risk score to the person holding that smartphone. And if that risk score is low, they'll be allowed to use that smartphone to access sensitive information. If the risk score is high, like maybe they broke their wrist at the softball game over the weekend, they'll be locked out. Now, the federal government is using Department of Transportation funds to spy on you. I wish they would use them on the roads because they are in bad shape. But basically what the Department of Homeland Security and Transportation Security Administration, they're building this massive intrusive surveillance network on the roads, rail lines, everything. There will be cameras everywhere. Currently, Britain holds the record for the most spied on people in the world, but I think the United States is about to overtake them. All of this is spending vast sums of money when our roads and rail systems are crumbling and in dire need of maintenance. We have homeless and hungry people in the streets, and the spending on all this tyrannical technology just continues unabated. Okay. So let's talk about our volcano. There's been another fairly large ash eruption from the crater of Kilauea, and the lava has already started encroaching on the property of the Puna geothermal plant. And it's burned a warehouse, and it almost seems like it's just only a matter of time before the geothermal plant itself is engulfed. They've capped off the plant is shut down. That's why one of the reasons why there's an electricity shortage on the Big Island right now, and why they're actually asking tourists not to go to the Big Island, because if the hotels are full, the electric demand goes up. Come to these other islands. We got lots of stuff to show you. But it's only a matter of time before it hits that geothermal plant. Now, the plant is shut down, and the pentane that everybody was worried about has been removed to a remote location out of the way of the lava. The actual geothermal wells, which were used to basically get the heat from deep underground to drive the turbines, to drive the generators, they've been capped off with heavy steel plate. But unfortunately, lava can melt the steel, and we could still see some explosive gases coming out of those pipes. Now, it won't be this gigantic explosion that swamps the entire island chain. Somebody's been running around trying to put that story on out. The only thing that would swamp all of the Hawaiian islands would be if that southern flank of the Kilauea volcano plopped into the ocean. That would be a major, major problem for the entire state. And it did actually slip about 2 feet during that 6.9 quake. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Getting on back to the volcano, some of the lava is now pouring into the ocean. More and more of it. There are four different locations where the lava is pouring into the ocean. It's creating huge amounts of steam. That's not really the problem. In that cloud, there's these fine shards of glass. You have to remember, volcanic lava, it's vitrified rock. It's glass. In fact, if you ever come to Volcano National Park when it's a little quieter, and you walk around on the newer lava, there are these rainbow glints coming from it, from refraction within the surface of the glass. But it's being thrown up into the air, and I imagine at some point it will sinter out. But it's obviously a serious issue for everybody downwind, because now, in addition to having a breathing mask capable of dealing with sulfur dioxide, now they have to have eye protection. The rate of sulfur dioxide gas has tripled coming from the fissures. And Hawaii County is repeating warnings about air quality control. So it's still going on. And the hard part is just not knowing what's going to happen. Now, obviously, here on Oahu, Claire and I are not that concerned. For people on the Big Island, for people who are basically living in those rift areas, they don't know what's going to happen. The people up by the top of the volcano, Kilauea Crater, they don't know what's going to happen. And all we're getting from the volcanologists is, you know, we're not sure. We think there's a big eruption coming. We think there is going to be a bigger earthquake as well, but nobody is really sure one way or the other. Okay, let's see. I could use a few phone calls to finish out the show today, because I'm running out of talking points here. And again, we do not know. Now, let's talk about what's going on over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, because they have an Ebola outbreak there, which has now spread to urban areas. And the number of urban cases is going to rise. And the authorities there, and the World Health Organization is on the ground there. They're doing everything they can to try and contain the outbreak. And it's very, very difficult, because the Congo does not actually have laws allowing them to forcefully hospitalize somebody who doesn't want to be in the hospital. And that has led to another problem, because two patients infected with Ebola left. They left the treatment center. One of them just walked out the door, checked himself out. The other one was helped out by his family members. Both of the men are now dead and were taken back to the hospital for safe disposal. Again, who knows how many people they came in contact with. Certainly the family members who helped that one man, they should be in isolation right now. From the numbers that are coming on out, this is one of the shall we say, median Ebolas. There are several strains of Ebola. ranging from Ebola Restin, which is absolutely harmless to human beings, to Ebola Mayinga, which is a slate wiper, 98% fatality rate. All right, let's take a phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, did you say that you're behind in your talking points or that you're welcoming calls because you're running out of talking points?
I'm welcoming calls because I'm running out of talking points.
Oh, okay, perfect. So that's when I like to bring up off-topic stuff. So I've got four things. One of them regarding community alerts to the cell phones, like these emergency alerts. Well, we were getting those in Canada.
I'm wearing an appropriate T-shirt today for that. For that subject, I have on my I Survived the Hawaii Ballistic Missile shirt.
Oh, but you did buy the shirt. Yes. Yeah. You can't say that you survived it and did not buy the shirt, because you did. Okay, so the community alerts. Okay, I'm not buying it. They don't care about us that much. It takes a lot of effort and money to coordinate and to set up the infrastructure for this. And the real motivation is for mass public propaganda in the future. Like, I can see, I'm like slightly joking, but slightly serious here. In the near future, it's going to be more like citizens curfew now in effect, report to re-education, you know, like.
Well, anything is possible. Technology can be good or bad depending upon who's using it. But if you think about it, it wasn't that difficult to set up because the cell phone infrastructure was already there. Basically, these emergency alerts are text messages. And the same thing with the cable TV system. Now, they've got dedicated hardware to break into the video and do the splash line on the top. So it wasn't that difficult to get set up.
And they have to get permission from all the government bodies, the FCC approval, infrastructure, sound wave rights, licensing, and then go through all the bureaucracies and then actually set it up and pay for it and find the funding. It takes some effort, and I don't buy that they're doing this because they love us. They couldn't. In Canada, they just turned off the radiation sensors in the water, so we can't know if there's any radiation from Fukushima coming. You know, Hillary Clinton stopped, when she was Secretary of State, stopped testing dairy products coming from Japan, so that's how much they love us. There's no way they're making this effort because they care about us. This, to me, is more
they want to keep the majority of us safe and alive because we're work animals.
Okay, well, next point, if I may?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't mean this to be a gotcha, so I'm not going to surprise you with it. Basically, I just wanted to present an opposing debate perspective on, you were talking before about how if God was real, God would have the ability to put the reality of God in the minds of men, and we wouldn't be arguing about it, we would just know the truth of it. So just for the fun of a debate, I want to defend God on this one, and I'm going to say, okay, if you had children, like, I'm assuming you wouldn't force atheism on them. You'd probably let them have freedom of thought and religion, and if they decided that they wanted to be Christian, you would let it happen. Is that correct?
If I'd been fortunate enough to have children, yes, I would have let them choose for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's my point, is that, and I agree with you, that's what you should do, and I think you would be generous enough, magnanimous enough, and loving enough to allow that freedom. So if we are capable to be that generous, then if God were to exist, then God could also be that generous and give us freedom of thought and religion and not insert the God's preferred way into our minds. So I'm not saying that that doesn't prove God exists or doesn't, but it kind of takes off the table that argument that I think God is so unconditionally loving and respects our gift of free will that is just letting us come to our own decisions about that.
I disagree with that, taking it off the table, because the point I'm making isn't whether or not a God or gods is able to communicate with the minds of men, but that if that were happening, then all the world's religions would agree on major points, like how many gods there are. And your opposing argument doesn't address that issue.
My argument is saying that God is respecting our right to choose by not inserting some reality into our head pre-manufactured.
I don't
see
that.
In the same way that you wouldn't brainwash your child into any one religion, you would let your child have the freedom to.
My theory is that God exists because he's invisible. which means, for all intents and purposes, he's not there. I mean, looking at the world today and what's going on, if there is a God up there, he's not doing a very good job. Wars everywhere, hunger everywhere. Now we've got Ebola breaking out in Africa. And I just don't see, any kind of divine hand in any of this. And basically, if you can't tell the difference between divine intervention and accident, then there's no divine intervention.
It's complicated. Another thing is that if you took the world's most beautiful picture, say the most beautiful painting, and then beside it you had a blank canvas, and if the blank canvas represented like pure light and love, and the painting represented a mix of light and dark, which it is, then you would actually have to agree that the painting is more interesting than just the pure white. So the pure God, the pure white love of God, may actually see a deeper beauty in allowing darkness to be mixed in with the light. And plus, what happens when you cut up the light? You get the beautiful spectrum and all the colors. And
Mateus, you're not addressing my primary argument, that if there was a God able to communicate themselves to the minds of men, all the world's religions would agree on all the major talking points. And if you're saying there's a God who does not communicate with the minds of men, then where are all these priests and rabbis and pastors coming up with this stuff?
Well, they're just inventing it. I'm not religious at all. I don't buy this whole idea that we are know the mind of God and that we are right and that you're wrong. I don't believe in this at all. From my perspective, it's just that God gave us free will, and that is a very there's a very heavy price tag to this free will. We're allowed to screw up. We're allowed to do wrong. We're allowed to be evil. We're allowed to be good. And it's only by having pure free will and letting us come to terms with what we're going to do with it that we can really have the experience of being made in the likeness and image, if that's true, of being a creator. Like, I'm creative. I compose music on the piano. If God mm-hmm. were to tell me what songs to make, I would no longer be creative. So I think that my free will is being respected by not being influenced by the creator that gave me the free will so that I could be truly experiencing creativity. But anyways, moving on to the second or third, or am I out of time?
Yeah, I disagree with you, obviously. And again,
back to reality.
I mean, if you back to reality.
Back to reality. A good way to get rid of Trump would be to encourage him to make unpopular decisions with his base. And I know this is not a new idea. I just wanted to just bring that up again. Is that I'm pretty sure that one of the strategies is to try to get his close circle to trick him into doing things that are extremely unpopular, and I think it's working. I think that's part of what the problem is here, of why he's doing these things.
He's turning out to be a very weak leader. He's too easily influenced by people with other agendas. He's apparently susceptible to flattery. The only reason the deep state is still trying to get rid of Trump is they're afraid of all these investigations uncovering what they've uncovered. Apparently even Fox News just covered what came out today about Hillary's emails proving that there was pay for play over at the State Department. Because for everything else, Trump is giving all of these people what they want: more wars, more money. Only thing that he's done that is still angering people is he's trying to close that border, but he needs to bring back a voter ID law.
Yeah, when those last missiles were shot off, that was my line in the sand where I actually realized, okay, Trump's got to go. And so they won. His enemies won. They tricked him into doing things that even supporters like me, I was a strong supporter.
Okay, well, Mateus, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. I got more callers waiting on the line. Thank you very much for calling in, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phone lines here, I do want to fit a couple more stories in here. President Trump has just gutted Planned Parenthood. Basically, he plans to cease Title X family funding to all clinics who provide abortions. And this is expected to yank $50 million away from Planned Parenthood. And, of course, the liberals are out there screaming a woman's right to an abortion. The problem is Planned Parenthood doesn't allow you to plan. They're in one business, and that's providing abortions. You know, girls who come in who are pregnant, who are thinking about carrying to term and possibly having adoption. No, they're actually encouraged. No, just go ahead and get an abortion. And then, of course, we know what they're doing with those aborted fetuses as well. I find it amazing that the liberals are supporting abortion. Of American babies, for the most part. At the same time, they're bringing in illegal immigrants and refugees across the border, both liberal causes. All right, back to the phone lines here. Glenn in California, thank you for waiting. Aloha, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Just one brief trip back into La La Land before I get to my point. They can't even agree within the same religion. And, you know, there's something in the Bible that says that if the Holy Spirit puts something on their heart, that they have an obligation to tell somebody or they're responsible for their soul. So your argument, I mean, just in and of itself is, I mean, it stands on its own 2 feet. But that's not why I called.
Okay.
I think, you know, we've got this figured out. We know how corrupt things are, and it's just piling up so fast. I mean, it's going to implode, like you say. And it's really time to take your blueprint for the new America and really do something serious about it. Start a web page so that the oligarchs don't sweep in like they did in the Soviet Union when it collapsed. You know, if we have a good plan ready with solid thinkers like Cynthia McKinney, Ron Paul, you know, diversity too, like the founding fathers had, where they had the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and they were writing papers back and forth, different ideas. Lots of thought was going into this thing. And I think, you know, I mean, you had Ellen Brown on the show before, I think, and she knows Cynthia McKinney.
Yes.
You know Ryan Dawson. You know,
oh, yes.
We need to get
good
this
friend.
Going. Yeah.
Well,
and he's amazing.
I've been trying to work a little bit on Blueprint for the New America, and I've written a good deal of it. It needs a lot more work. Unfortunately, that takes a lot of time that I just don't have. I work on the website and the radio show. That takes up about 8 or 9 hours every day. Plus, I'm a roadie for Claire's Two Choirs, and doing that, managing that website, takes up more time. And of course, while Claire's back is healing, I'm doing all the housework as well. And I'm not trying to play for sympathy here or anything, but I want you to know I haven't just dropped the idea and dropped the project. It is out there on the hard drive, and at some point I do hope to complete it and, you know, get it on out there. But it's time for people to start thinking.
It is. And, you know, I've got one idea that I think really needs to go into it, which is that, you know, if we do hold on to the original one, which I think we need to at least up until the, you know, to the original Bill of Rights, is that Congress shall pass no law that abdicates its rights or responsibility, you know, that are ascribed to it by the Constitution to any other branch of the government or to a private entity. You know, this is a big problem. This is, you know, and that's just one thing I think is really important. Of course, we need to get rid of the 16th Amendment, and I think it would be good to have some sort of law if we keep the laws that we do have, you know, in structure, is that until we reach a sane level of legality, that for every law that they pass, they'd be required to repeal too. You know, until we get down
to something
enough, that makes
eventually
sense.
Eventually, you have zero laws. But the problem is that what the Congress has done is already unconstitutional. And I'm surprised that some public interest group isn't already taking this up to the Supreme Court, that Congress cannot simply give away a blank check for war to the president, that Congress has to decide each and every war. But this government, going back 100 years, has been acting outside the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They did it when they created the Federal Reserve, because the Constitution has to explicitly give the government a right or an authority for that to happen. And one thing that is not in the Constitution is the ability of the Congress to turn the Treasury functions over to a private bank. That was pure corruption, plain and simple. And so you can design a really good government, and you can design one that tries to hold down the corruption and the abuse of power like Thomas Jefferson did. But ultimately, it's only as good or bad as the people who get into power. And unfortunately, we have a lot of bad people in power. Anyway, Glenn, got to let you go. Got another commercial break here, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm coming to the conclusion that we're living in the apocalyptic age, which is really, if you look at the Greek translation, it means revealing the secrets. And I think that Trump is an agent of this apocalypse time that we're living in, or epic, or era. I mean, you watch the news now, and you can just spot the Operation Mockingbird talking heads. I mean, can this be contained? I mean, as a 9/11 truther and Waco activist, and the whole 20 years of scandal of the FBI, this is amazing. I mean, I'm just so, even though Trump's disappointed me in a lot of things, what we're seeing is so historic. Do you ever think you'd see the day when these people are on the ropes like this? I mean, any day now, one of them's going to pull the Samson option and say, if you're going to take me down, I'm taking the whole thing down with me. This is unbelievable. And I was just, I read an article once about that movie Being There, about, and Chauncey Gardner, and how what he was like a mirror, and people would just reflect through him of what they were. And every time I see somebody on TV like running down Trump, like Schumer or Comey, and if you listen to what they say, they're really telling you who they are. When they accuse
yes.
Trump of something, it's them. It's unbelievable. It's so accurate, too. It's like, for some reason, the epileptic spirit or something makes them reveal themselves to you. You just have to know the key to what to look for. It is just so amazing what we're living through right now. I just wanted to, you know, and I'm so happy about it. I mean, I'm really upset with Trump about the Syria thing. I mean, I'm glad it was contained. I'm very happy about North Korea. Hopefully that works out. But this FBI stuff is just totally worth the price of admission. I'm just so, you know, after what they did with 9/11. And I was listening to the previous caller talk about the Constitution and everything. I'm kind of beyond the Constitution. I mean, a constitutional country doesn't, 9/11s don't happen in a constitutional country. I mean, to have the FBI, the CIA, the government pull that kind of stunt, it's like these guys that talk about auditing the Federal Reserve. Oh, audit them. Did they kill presidents? You come in with stealth helicopters and arrest them in the middle of the night. You can't audit people like. It's like you don't understand what you're up against. And
yes.
This is what I'm hoping for with Trump. I've always said you got to give him 2 years to get his people in power. You got to get it, you know, with what's going on with the deep state now, the possibility of him being a true patriot renegade constitutionalist is still there. I've not given up on him. Anyway.
Well, you know, if we see it come to pass, and I'd like to see it come to pass, I'd like to see Trump put on his presidential brass knuckles and start running the place the way he promised he was going to run it back on the campaign trail. And if he does, I'll be the first to apologize and say, you know, I'm sorry I lost faith in you during the first 2 years. But we'll wait and see what happens. But you are absolutely correct. It looks like this cancer of corruption is breaking into view. We in the independent media, we have to keep those stories out there. The corporate media is still trying to protect Hillary Clinton because I think they understand if that whole mess with the Clinton Foundation and the email server and espionage and all of that starts coming on out, it could, in fact, bring the entire federal government crashing down. The American people just really they have a point they won't cross over. And we don't know where that point is. But my gut is telling me we're getting close there. Some of the people I talk to in real life, they're actually starting to get angry when they talk about what's going on in this country. And that's a healthy sign, I think.
Do you think they can contain it without it going into the 9/11s and the Wacos and the Levon Finnegans and the Oklahoma cities? That's what I'm looking for. I don't want it to just end with the Clintons. I want it to go into the Bushes and Obama and JFK for. I mean, we need a total house clean, and that's what I'm hoping for with the whole epileptic age. And that's my point, is that there's more going on here. To just watch, to witness it on TV, to watch these people expose themselves, to just know what to look for. And once you look and you see it, it's like the key to everything. They just expose
yes.
themselves on the Senate floor for the world to see. It's kind of funny. The other thing I wanted to comment on was, I think it was 10 years ago, I was coming into Honolulu on a cruise ship when that earthquake hit. And
yes.
I remember, I'm thinking back on that. It seems like, and now with all this stuff going on with that volcano, I'm just wondering if it was 9 years ago or 10 years ago. But
you're talking about the Fukushima quake.
No, the quake, it was like 10 years ago in Honolulu, and because I was coming in, I was working for Aloha. And
yeah.
We were coming in, and I thought we were going to crash astern because the ship started vibrating so much. But then we had, like, cameras in the engine room. I could see all the lights going out in Honolulu because it was, like, 6:30 in the morning or something. But I'm just kind of – it's just odd to me, you know, 10 years later, all this stuff's getting ready to go, you know. So I wish you guys
well,
were
actually,
there.
The quake you're talking about actually took place on the Big Island. And for some reason, the power stations here on Oahu, they have quake alarms, and the quake was strong enough to trip them and shut down the electric grid. And a lot of people were very upset about that because the quake wasn't that strong here on Oahu. But who knows what they're going to do. But, yeah, we keep an eye on the volcano. Anyway, Joe, it does feel to me – and again, going back to using the collapse of the Soviet Union as the model, after the Soviet government collapsed, then all the old deep, dark secrets started coming on out. And I think the same thing will happen here. We're one gigantic scandal away from the federal government being totally delegitimized. And when it comes down, then you're going to see all of this other stuff start to come out, because the American people are going to want to know what's really been going on. And you've got independent media has been reporting on 9/11, the Vince Foster murder, COINTELPRO, all of this stuff. And there's going to be a hunger for this information in the American people.
Well, I'm hoping for guillotines myself, but we'll see. I want a French revolution. I don't want a, you know, just a quiet collapse. These people have to pay for what they've done. I mean, killing 3,000 people on 9/11 and starting wars, and I mean that the only reckoning here is got to be. I just can't see a peaceful way out of this. I think that these people need to be arrested and put in Gitmo and put on trial and executed. I'm mad. I mean, to have to spend so much energy and money and time in my life, like trying to expose these crimes and this and the kind of crap I had to go through. I want justice. I mean, I'm not. I want vengeance. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I don't want to see any kind of a civil war or revolution in the streets of America. I've made that clear many, many times. I'd just be happy if these people would just go. You know,
I want justice. I'm not saying revolution. Before. I want the laws of treason trials. I want military tribunals if that's what's necessary. This has to be expunged from our history.
Your wish.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, thanks for the call. Thanks for talking.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And we're going to move over to Murr in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I just sent you three little emails there. After hearing Steve Elkins, I sent the one about the sanctuary state. That was on the 16th that Trump had a roundtable. That was very good. I watched that. And the mudstream media grabbed up the animal part about MS-13 gangs and applied that to immigrants in general. Mudstream media is not worth listening to. They need to go, and their usury. But I also wanted to say that we are spirits, first and foremost. Religion is a man-made construct or destruct, as the case may be. And you just heard that ad by Al Whitney about not trusting the priests of law and medicine. When I called to her, it dawned on me. She said something about the church. I said, wait a minute. That's the most important priest you shouldn't trust, the ones that want to take your spirit. So all three priests. So that was the second email. And then I sent you one about Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She's to be on John Stadtmiller's show. Interpol is stalking her. They put her on known terrorist list now and closed her bank account.
Wow, so, that's pretty...
You see what I put
That's
in that
intense.
Email,
I'm
maybe.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, that we need to disseminate all you learn from me, make it common knowledge. See, then it's no secret. See, that's the thing. Because everything she says is just common sense suggestions. You know, they're not, you don't have to do it. They're not doctor's orders. They're helping you care for yourself. And her show has 40 people in the chat room, 25 to 30 in her Facebook chat room, many more calling in and listening on the phone. So it's people are hungry for this knowledge. How can we take care of ourselves? Because we know we're not being treated right by these priests of medicine. And in fact, they're up to a million deaths per year iatrogenic now.
And, you know, right now, medical mistakes are the leading cause, I think third leading cause of death in this country. Certainly more than mass shootings.
I think it's first cause. They're just not admitting to it. It's iatrogenic. That means, you know, doctor and medical-related deaths. But that's a standard of care. It causes death.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going
to
let you go, and we've got a little bit of news here.
Miller. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Say again? Bye-bye. All right. So, now the FDA has issued a warning regarding teething medicines. These are gels that you put on the gums of babies when they're starting to teeth, ostensibly to numb them and make it a little less traumatic. And apparently they're concerned about the drug benzocaine, which can cause a rare but deadly side effect in children, especially those 2 years and younger. And the agency's been warning about the products for a decade, but said reports of illnesses and deaths have continued. And now it wants these products off of the market, noting there doesn't seem to be much evidence they actually work. So score one for the FDA. This time they've done good. And getting over to the land of Monsanto. Monsanto is still dealing with that labeling lawsuit that accuses Monsanto of misleading labeling on their Roundup weed killer by saying it only targets an enzyme in plants. But it's been found that glyphosate has a basically devastating effect on the gut biome, the friendly bacteria that we actually symbiotically live with in order to help digest our food. And it's causing all kinds of problems. So there was this disruption of the gut biome is associated with a host of 21st century diseases, including asthma, autism, bacterial vaginosis, cardiovascular disease, cancer, Crohn's disease, depression, inflammatory bowel disease, leaky gut syndrome, multiple sclerosis, obesity, type 1 and 2 diabetes, and Parkinson's. So I guess I wasn't far off the mark the other day when I said that a lot of these new diseases seem to be artifacts of these toxic products being put on out there. Now, Monsanto is facing another lawsuit. And anyway, the end of this story is that a judge has just greenlit the case to move forward. Monsanto tried to stop the lawsuit. They wanted the judge to dismiss it. He refused. It's moving forward. Monsanto is looking at another lawsuit, and basically it's claiming that Monsanto hid the cancer danger of their weed killer for decades. And the lawsuit was brought by a guy named Dwayne Johnson, not Dwayne Johnson, but Dwayne Johnson. He's 46 years old, and he's got cancer spread through most of his body. The doctors are saying he's just got months to live. And now Johnson is hoping he'll survive long enough to make Monsanto take the blame for his fate. So Johnson is going to be the first person to take to trial on allegations that Monsanto has spent decades hiding the cancer-causing dangers of its popular Roundup herbicide products. And his case just got a major boost. Last week, Judge Curtis Kamau issued an order clearing the way for jurors to consider not just scientific evidence related to what caused Johnson's cancer, but allegations that Monsanto suppressed evidence of the risks of its weed-killing products. Kamau ruled the trial will proceed, and a jury will be allowed to consider possible punitive damages. And that's where the big money comes on in. Now, I think it was on Monday we were talking about how children living in base housing on a military base were just coming down with all kinds of serious illnesses. And it turned out that the base had just had a very careless and reckless policy of dealing with their toxic waste. And they had just buried it in this field and everybody forgot about it. And then this housing division of officers' quarters was built on top of it. And the kids are outside. They're playing in the dirt. They're playing in the mud like kids want to do. Now we're getting this story. This is up from the CBC. Former military police officer told CBC that he watched barrels of Agent Orange being buried at Gagetown Base in New Brunswick. He said he basically witnessed this. On the flatbed were over 40 full or semi-full barrels of various conditions. Some were solid, some were dented, various states of decay, a lot of rust, and all of them were wrapped with an orange stripe. And he said, at the time, he didn't think much of it, but sometime later, it hit home what he had really done. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Fred in Nova Scotia. And Fred, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break.
That's all right.
Okay,
I just
so
wanted
what's on your mind?
I've been listening to the callers, and a few things got me a little bit upset. For one, the guy was saying he didn't want a peaceful revolution. He wanted more of a violent revolution. Unless you've been through a war or seen war firsthand or seen death firsthand, I don't think you should ask. You know, you should, you know, be hoping for anything in a violent way. I mean, I lived in Lebanon for 3 years. I lived in Lebanon for 3 years, and I've seen violence firsthand. The media in Lebanon doesn't sugarcoat at all. They showed me a father holding his I don't know if it was a son or a daughter, but the skull was removed from the body. But
I've seen that photo. Fred, I've got to put you on hold. We've got 3 minutes of commercials. Then we'll come right back to you and close out the show.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Fred in Nova Scotia. Before we get back to Fred, though, I just got a tip from the control room. Dr. Jennifer Daniels is coming on John's show at the end, so you want to stay tuned for that. That's going to be very interesting. Anyway, Fred, I understand where you're coming from. You were in Lebanon. You got to see the horror for yourself. I've never been directly in war, but I know I don't want one here in this country. Now, I just got an angry email saying these people will kill to stay in power. There is no easy way like you want. Obviously, people are getting very angry, and I would urge caution. Remember, Gandhi got Britain out of India with only a moderate amount of violence.
One second.
Anything else, Fred?
All right. Yeah, I just, for one, wanted, like I said, there was a few callers that said a few things that angered me. One is to use a blank sheet of paper, white sheet of paper, and then a drawing, and to say that, you know, religion as a clear blank piece of paper is not as interesting as a painting. And the darkness is more interesting than the light. You know, I mean, I'm not the most religious Christian in the world. I am a Christian. I'm proud to say I am, but I'm not, you know, I don't believe in going to church. I don't believe in the church as a group and stuff. But, I mean, to each his own, right? But yes. And I respect you being an atheist and stuff. But there's some of us out there that are Christians and some of us that are somewhat religious. And I think, you know, when people make comments like that and make comments about, like, how, you know, like, the priests of this and the priests of that, well, the priests don't know any better. They're just doing whatever they want to do, right? And just to compare, you know, to say that you know, religion is just this blank piece of paper and it's this and this and it's not as beautiful as the darkness, that sounds like he's looking for the other side of the coin, you know, more like rather than... You know, the darkness is probably engulfed them. You know, sorry to say, but
he was trying to basically refute one of my arguments regarding the absence of a God, and failing, I might add. We're almost out of time here. Did you have one more thing that you wanted to say?
No, Mike. I really appreciate you calling. I probably have a lot of things, but nothing with this time frame.
All right. So thanks an awful lot, Fred. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are closed, and I got a couple more stories to take the show out. Over in Missouri, they just passed a law defining meat to exclude plant-based and lab-grown substitutes. And this was obviously something that the beef lobby is happy about. And they basically think that a lot of these substitute products are misleading, and they want the labeling law changed, and they just got that now. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. Again, take what you learn here at the website and the radio show. Share it with everybody that you know. Use email, direct face-to-face conversation. The social media platforms have become as useless as the corporate media. So take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.